The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is April the 9th. It is a Monday, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and you can... We'll see you inside of the queue, and we'll bring you up as soon as we possibly can. Looking forward to today's show. As always, it is a Monday, so we're going to a very, very busy Monday, and we're going to get right into today's show. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and giving some of your financial energy, a.k.a. make a donation of cash currency to the network so that the network can stay on air. And you can easily do that there. Or you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet that is a holistic social media outlet that was put together with you in mind so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And, you know, after some of the events that are going on with Facebook, now you know why we've been saying this since we started. since Scotty started BTR Community. This was the purpose in hand. It wasn't, it's not that, excuse me, one second. It's not that we're psychic or special. We all are. We all can tell what's going on. It's just that we're very in tune and we care about the overall listeners in a way that benefits the listeners. And because of that, we knew that FedBook was not the place to be for the general population to engage in social media activities outside of certain areas. Not personal stuff. Not, you know, it should only be used as a business forum, in my opinion, and very selectively in a business forum, even at that, because your identity is compromised, and now everyone is starting to see why we said what we said about FedBook, Twitter, tweeting, and all of the other outlets that are there. They're actually not free. You think they're free just because you don't pay cash, but you pay in other forms. And so for the adults, you know what I mean by that. And so you pay in other ways. The other ways that you pay in other social media outlets is because they are there to data mine, to get information about you so that they can use it to their benefit at your expense. This is why it's fully funded and supported by corporations. So, and that's always what's been the case. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year with a free trial membership for 30 days for all new members. You can do it, try it out for 30 days for free without any cost to you. Then you can make a membership. The membership fee is $24 a year. Okay, that supports the network, that upholds the platform, and then you can engage in all of the regular social media activities that you would otherwise engage in, but in a more holistic way, because you can post about you, your business, and things of that nature and benefit from it. You really can't do that with FedBook. It's crowdfunding, crowdsourcing against you. They use the crowd to source their overall lifestyle. So that's what their intentions are, and they give you nothing in return. The satisfaction of what? Cussing somebody out on telling your family business on a public forum, and then using those same algorithms to be able to cross-triangulate and to be able to network and to capture everyone that you know and know everything about you. One, because tell everything on those platforms, and everybody that knows you tells everything that's missing. All of the missing links are there. So what happens? You get used, as the system has always done. Didn't create FedBook, no matter what they tell you. Didn't create it. It was created for a purpose, and that is to maintain the overall systematic demise of your gifted existence. So take back your existence. There was a old Outkast song, "Take Back Your Existence or Die Like a Punk." We all need to do that. We definitely all need to do that. And don't take offense to that. And if you do, well, you're short-sighted, you're immature, and you are a baby. Very much so. So we don't deal with babies that can walk, talk, and think for themselves. We deal with the babies, absolutely, but not, we don't deal with babies. Hope you catch what I'm saying there. So BTR Community, $24 a year. Definitely please be a part of that. Okay, all right, so with that being said, before I do that, everyone, please, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make this as clear as I possibly can. If you would like to exchange, while it's still available to exchange your coupons, known as cash, not money, for real money, you could do that with Prosperity Mint. pretty soon in the future, you will not be able to exchange the paper you have for anything of value such as money. It will not be accepted. Because of the events that are going on globally and how things are rapidly moving, you do what you can when you can. Okay? And because at some point, you won't be able to do it anymore. And then I don't want to, you know, you won't be able, at some point and at some time, you won't be able to go to Prosperity Mint and make a purchase with the currency that you have now. It will not be accepted. You will have to give something of value and only to, in order to get something of value. And before that happens, make sure you do what you can to acquire that now. And it won't just be Prosperity Mint. Will not be just Prosperity Mint. It will be all of every single one, everything, not just Prosperity Mint, everything that has to do with money, real money, they will not accept your currency for it. I mean, here's how it works. Right now, you can use your currency temporarily to be able to buy, to acquire money, to exchange your currency for money. Now, currency is what's paid to individuals, to people. It's paid to slaves. All slaves get paid a slave's wage of debt. And that's what currency is. It's a debt instrument. At some point in some time, debt is no longer considered exchangeable for an asset such as money. Cash is not money. The precious metals is money, your money, okay? Why? Because that's what was that was made by the great creator. You won't be able to exchange man's broken promises for the great creator's inheritance. Won't be able to do it. So, I would say to you all, while you still can, at levels that you still can do it, it is going to change rapidly. It's not going to wait for you 1 second. Do what you can when you can. Okay? Prosperity Mint. And then when you go to Prosperity Mint, first before you purchase, email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com and just say, hey, Dave told me to email you because I'm interested in acquiring precious metals. Take care of you from there, okay? That is for your benefit. It's not for sales. That is for your benefit. So someone will take care of you, and that's only to explain some very important things about acquiring the precious metals. So, okay, definitely. So with that being said, I just want to say big ups to my man. I see my man Mel. I see my man Roz. What's up, Roz? I see my man Thomas is there. What's up, Scotty? Missed you all over the break that I took, and believe me, I knew that stuff was going to happen during the break, and lo and behold, boy, did it. So we're going to jump into today's show. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just get set up here. And today's show, this is the turning point. Syria under the gun is the name of today's show. So just want to say that to you all. Let me get set up here. How do I hit this? And then we'll get it. There we go. Okay. All right. So that's today's show. And want to get to what's in the news really quickly. My man Scotty posted. Big up, Scotty. Scotty, great show Friday. Thank you so much, brother, for holding it down. From Scotty from BTR News, that Israelis use the Mossad agents embedded in the terrorist group responsible for the false flag attack in order to distract it from the current campaign of mass murder against the Palestinians and members of the press. Man, great put, Scotty. That's exactly it. That's what Scotty put. And he got this from the Times of Israel. So, yes, I definitely think that that was definitely a part of the play that was going on. Next article, Scotty also posted from Reuters. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday condemned a suspected chemical attack on the rebel-held town in Syria that killed dozens of people and said he would decide on a response probably by the end of the day. And this was from Reuters. And the article says, Syria says U.S. suspected of attacking airbase, but Pentagon denies it. As it started to come out, Israel was actually the ones that started that first barrage, and with more to come. Next article, Scotty got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Russia blames Israel for strike on Syrian base. Russia claims Israel behind the strike on Syrian airbase. The ministry said two Israeli F-15 warplanes launched airstrikes on the T-4 base from the Lebanese territory, according to state-run RIA. Agencies and Israeli Defense Forces declined to comment to Cerebrally Naive Network. There were also missile attacks, and there was 8 missile attacks, and 5 were shot down. I believe 3 made their way through. So check out that article. Next article, Scotty got this one from Nothing But Criminal News, a.k.a. you call it NBC News. John Bolden is a documented agent of Israel who once tried to undermine his boss in the Bush administration in relation to Israel. Since the entering the Trump administration, the Israelis seem to be emboldened to overly act attacks on Syria and kill Palestinian civilians. Yes, Scotty's absolutely right there. And it says U.S. officials confirm Israeli launched pre-dawn airstrike on Syria. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump on Sunday warned there would be a big price to pay after Saturday's suspected poison gas attack in the eastern suburb of Damascus. At least 40 people were killed in that assault, according to families found in their homes and shelters. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. U.S. take note, Chinese Russian militaries closer than you think. The United States should be aware of the closeness of the close military ties between Beijing and Moscow, China's defense ministry said during a visit to Russia. Check out that article, says everything there. Next article, my man Thomas posted this one. I think this is a Katadyn. I actually have this device. This is a priceless device. And big ups, Thomas, good posting. And he said number 2 and number 4 in this video are great for survival preparation. I believe that looks like a Katadyn. For those of you, that is a great water purification platform. Another definitely want to have that. Then my man Thomas out of NYC posted another good survival preparation technology. I don't know what this one is. It says Breeze. I guess it's a man. T, good postings. You and Rise have been posting a lot of good prep stuff. This is a mask, I believe, is there to filter toxins. I mean, filter the air, or whatever. I'm not sure what its full capabilities are, but maybe for a biological. I definitely don't think it can. I can't see the design of it, but it may be able to filter also a chemical. But if it was a chemical one, it would actually go across your eyes, because it has to cover the eyes in order for a chemical deterrent. But that is still something that's good. Check out that YouTube video that Thomas posted. Next article I got from Lying Like a Fox News, a.k.a. most people call it Fox News Network. Trump calls Syria chemical attack atrocious, says the U.S. to make a major decision in coming hours. Celebrity figurehead President Trump said on Monday, today, called the suspected chemical attack in Syria over the weekend atrocious, said the U.S. will make major decisions about its response over the next 24 to 48 hours. It was an atrocious attack, and it was horrible, the president said during a cabinet meeting at the White House. 24 to 48 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, the 96-hour margin call has already started, and I'm going to give you some things about why the 24 and the 48 hours is critical. And I definitely think that you should be moving in a direction to do as much preparedness as you possibly can, and you should, and definitely make it with your friends and your extended family members. I mean, with your family and your extended family members that are your close friends. Be aware, there's wicked that this way comes. So check out that article. Next article, breaking news. I posted this one from RT. Two Israeli warplanes carried out the Syrian airbase attack. Came from the Russian MOD. Next article, Thomas posted this one from USA Today. Israel, AKA, is not real. Man, Thomas made me laugh. Israel, AKA, is not real. Did it. And what can Russia do? And what can Russia do? Not a darn thing. That's what Thomas says. Russians can retaliate, and then Russia can watch their, let me move this down, bolstering economy tank overnight and get nuked because Israel, AKA, isn't real, has been chosen by the little G God. Laugh out loud. Honestly, Russia can't protect Syria from Israel. That's what my man Thomas, good point. Russia blames Israel for air-based attack after Pentagon denies. I definitely see what Thomas is saying. I don't know. I do know that the only way that you're going to have a major war is to have for these fraternal orders of government to go at it by using this citizenry as the cannon fodder. From that standpoint, it doesn't matter. They're going to do that way. From the standpoint of a legitimate sovereignty standpoint, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I don't definitely disagree, nor do I definitely agree with that. I do. This is much, much different. I think that. And I'm going to go ahead and put out on a limb. It's the dynamics of this whole thing has changed. Before, Russia never had a consortium of alliances that's NATO-like. Now they do. So now they can, and they definitely have to, because one of the things, the key that they can, is that they've been undermining the dollar. So that tells you that they can, and they're actively doing that, and that they will. Because undermining the dollar means that you are going down the road where the U.S. will engage you militarily for sure. Now they can't leave. They got no choices. So they have to. So I definitely see don't know where Russia's intervention will be. In the past, they haven't. But I don't think that this is the situation of old, because all credibility now is on the line. And this is – Russia does not want – can't lose Syria and Iran, because then they're completely surrounded. They would have to give up Russia as well. They would have to surrender. Not going to happen. Just not going to happen. Check out that article. Next article from RT. Entered Bolden, Trump's new security advisors comes with on the first day. On Monday evening, celebrity figurehead President Trump will meet with senior Pentagon officials with his new mega hawk national security advisor, John Bolden. And when celebrity figurehead Trump was given his timeline of 24 hours of major decisions will be made, old Bolden was sitting behind him to the left. So check out. First day, huh, Bolden? Good job, dude. Good job, as always. He's consistent. The war has started, ladies and gentlemen. Next article, I got this one from Press TV. Iran, Russia must bolster cooperation in Syria, the Iranian president said. So check out that article from Press TV. Next article, got this one from Freedom Outpost. Facebook class action lawsuit coming. Court documents expose Facebook bulk data dump to FBI without warrant. So there's going to be a lot of – see, FedBook wasn't free. We told y'all to get off of that a long time ago, but we ain't got time for that. But it's all a part of the paradigm of what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. What they're about to tell you is they're setting you up for cyber attacks. Setting you up for cyber attacks. And then now they got a sacrificial lamb or a sacrificial goat. And then it's Facebook. We're going to blame it all on Facebook. And guess who all was on Facebook? Everybody was. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the Washington Free Beacon. Iran threatens to restart nuclear enrichment program in a matter of days. Iranian leaders, celebrity figurehead leaders, threaten to restart the country's contested nuclear enrichment program in just a matter of days as the Trump administration and Europe allies scramble to address a range of flaws in the landmark nuclear deal of May. deadline that could see the United States walk away from the accord. Check out that article. Next article, I got this from Active Post. Syrian chemical weapons attack. Chemical weapons attack in Syria in open source investigation. The key is who did it, if it was really done. Let me just say this. Funny about this whole thing. Well, no, let me not. I'll get back to it. Need to get to it. We got a lot of different stuff. Next article, Thomas posted this one from the Jerusalem Post. What should the U.S. role be in an Iran-Israeli war? Wow. Big article. U.S. stills yet to play their ace card in the Middle East. Iran, tough talk might work on Saudis, but it won't work on the Jews. If the U.S. decides to unleash is not real on the Arabs, on the Iranians, it would be a complete catastrophe for the Iranians. Very well could be, but it's going to be a fight. Because, like I said, there's a consortium of nations on all sides. Iran is definitely, I believe, is already has nukes. Saudi Arabia already has nukes. And in that area, because of the positioning, I'm going to tell you right now, Israel, and if this war really did jump out, let's say Russia, China, and all did go into war with against Israel, the United States, and their coalition of nations, which would be, I think, would not be as many as people think, and I think it would be almost as equally balanced. The U.S. side may have a little more hardware, but they won't have the bodies, and they definitely won't have the overall ballistic missiles. Israel would be annihilated. It's strategically in a position of disadvantage that it can never overcome. Small population, small country, surrounded by big guns. Yes, in the past it was able to work, but when you get in today's warfare that is more than just tanks and planes, it's being able to put bugs in planes so they don't start up. Is being able to put bugs in control and command systems so no commands can be given out and there's no control over the playing field. Totally changes. Completely changes. Completely. And they all have parts in that. And I wouldn't even be surprised for the U.S. and Israel if their own so-called, who the people consider their government, sell them out and they do the attacking against them and say somebody else did it. It's been done before, will be done again. It's happening as we speak now. The walk in the park scenario, this ain't Grenada. This ain't Iraq. This is a multitude of nations strategically placed throughout the globe. But I'm going to get into that later. Next article. Rise posted this. The Telegraph. Kim Jong-un's wife, I don't know how you say her name, Rai Soju, rumored to be joining husband Kim Jong-un at South Korea's summit. Check out that article. Good article, Rise. Rise posted another one from Free Thought. Fingerprint eye scan now required to buy food in India as banks cut off cryptocurrencies. This whole eye scanning and all this other stuff is going to be what's going to be needed, especially in a war zone. Check out that article. Going to be used. The war positioning is being laid out. This is why the troops, celebrity figurehead, moved those troops down to the border, the National Guard to the border. Once that happened on Saturday, early Saturday, and that was the talk Friday, I knew there was only hours before some false flag was going to go off so that that attention would be diverted from everyone here because they're positioning troops along the borders because the war is about to start. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from AP News. The latest. Trump complains of stupid trade with China. Check out that article. Raj posted there. Next article, Raj posted this from the anti-media. International war on the U.S. dollar heats up as China prepares to launch the petro yuan. Raj posted that one. Great article. Another article, Raj posted. This one came from the Washington Post. And let me tell you why we talk about these articles real quick for those of you that don't know. What's inside the news is so important because it gives you a perspective of things that we should be questioning that it never gets brought to your attention. Next article, Raj posted this one from the Washington Post. Expelled from Russia, U.S. diplomats bid a wistful of farewells. Check out that article. Raj posted there. And why are they expelled? Because you're about to go to war with them. You expel diplomats in war because there is no negotiation until the war is surrendered. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one. U.S. confirmed North Korea offered to talk about denuclearization, which means they already have nukes, which means just like Trump said, want to get out of Syria, and now they got to get the same ploy that's being here. As soon as they talk about denuclearization, that means that it's about to jump off. Not what you think. It's what they want to control. Check out that article. Next article, Scotty posted this one from YouTube. Another false flag will escalate in Syria today on the Liberty Report. And this was a Ron Paul former celebrity figurehead senator from, man, I forgot where Ron Paul was from. I know his son, Clan Paul, is from, I know his name is Rand Paul. I call him Clan Paul. It just sounds nice. From Tennessee. Can't remember. I forgot where Ron Paul was from. It's on, I think it was, I want to say, can't remember right now. So check out that one. Put in there. There are a lot of things that that Ron Paul says that has some real relevance to it, in my opinion. So definitely. But check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from the USA Today. U.S. government high-tech holy grail. Investors are sounding an alarm over a little-known U.S. government agency greenlit what could be the next trillion-dollar technology. This tight-lipped agency known as DARPA has a history of developing some of the most transformative technologies known to man. But what many don't realize is that they can pay to follow DARPA's biggest projects. No, I didn't know that either. DARPA's an evil son of gathering. All right, next article. Raj posted this one. YouTube accused of illegally harvesting data about children on their site. Wow. Check out that article. Very, very important. Don't give your – be careful with your children with the net. Next article, Raj posted this on Survivorpedia. 9 ways to do it yourself, a low effort and cheap bomb shelter. Yes, there is 50% chance most folks will be home in a nuclear attack, and 25 chance they will be at work, 25 chances they will be somewhere else. So learn locations of shelters. This is a must. Absolutely. Know this. Great article, Raj, what we need. Next article, Raj got this from mintpressnews.com. Got nothing to do with Prosperity Mint. Saudi Arabia considers digging canal to make Qatar an island. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this from ABC. All British criminals. You commonly refer to it as ABC News. FBI raids a celebrity figurehead, Trump's personal lawyer. The Manhattan office of Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's longtime personal attorneys, was raided today by federal agents. Check out that article. All coming together, y'all. And the thing is that you can't have change of celebrity figurehead power in times of war. So the next response from the celebrity figurehead, I expect it to be huge, that will actually perpetuate the war, and we'll talk about that. Next article, my man Tag posted this one from BS, Business Standard. Dubai-based firm issues gold-backed cryptocurrency to draw Muslim investors. Check out that article. A couple of people sent me that today. So check out that that article. All right. So that's what's in the news. We got a lot going on, and we're going to get into today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Give us a call. Area code 804-702-5056. 804-702-5056. 704-802-5056. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, what's up to my brother, OG? Yes. Thank you, brother. Good to be black. Good to be black. Good to be black. And it's good to be back, too. Texas. Thank you, Scotty. Ron Paul is a former congressman from Texas. Thank you. Thank you, Scotty. Couldn't remember where it was. So check out, we're going to jump into the show. It says, one other thing, my man Scotty put in, why can't Russia defend itself against Israel? They have the means if they have the will. They have been preparing to liberate themselves with investing in gold and becoming a part of the alternative market, alternative emerging market. Yes, very true. Like the petro yuan or the new Venezuelan cryptocurrency. Yes, I definitely think that they can, and with the consortium of nations, that is the overall. Why? Is because they already knew that the U.S. was weak and ready to go, just like Rome. The Roman Empire never went anywhere. It just transformed itself to what you see today. But its people did within its borders. So the tax base broke. That's all it was. So going to jump into today's show. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. And my man Roz sent me Silver may be getting ready to shine again. Yes, definitely. And we've always said that once war starts, there's a lot of things. So today's show, I definitely want to talk about the turning point, some things that's going on, and how you all should be disciplining yourselves to take advantage of this opportunity that's happening. So let me see real quickly. Check everything. Okay, everything is good. All right, so it's here, ladies and gentlemen. They're here. So just a recap really quickly. We've been talking about this for a while. This paradigm within the is going to definitely change. All of the makings, all of the necessary deceptions have been used, and they've been in place, and they went in very well. Most of the general common people are unaware. And I just want to say, if you notice on Cerebrally Naive Network or Lying Like a Fox News, particularly Cerebrally Naive Network, look at the photos that they're showing of the of the so-called chemical attacks. Have you noticed something? The media outlet, when they want to use you, and they want to, right, Otis, right. Otis said, no eyewear, bare skin. Absolutely right. And for us, for those that have been in the military, you know, you never go into, and this is what I was talking about earlier with the mask that Thomas had posted. When a chemical or biological affected area, you never go into it bare skin. You got to protect your eyes and all of your orifices and your skin, because your skin is your largest organ that actually allows anything to absorb into your bloodstream. So you're going to protect all of your organs, your skin being the biggest organ that you have. So you notice no protective gear at all. They may say, yeah, but we knew that it was clear because nobody else was dropping dead. No, but even then you don't go into so-called it just happened, and you're going to go into a chemical environment. For those that know what that environment is all about, You wouldn't be there. And they were there with a camera crew. There with a camera crew. Breathing heavy and talking and everything else. But if you also notice this, they usually don't show dead bodies on TV. The full undistorted dead bodies on TV. In different countries they do. Brazil, they show everything in the paper, on the TV, everything else. But in the States, they don't do that. They always distort that portion of it. They didn't do that here for a reason. It's the psychological motion that they want to put in effect that the U.S. is doing what they were supposed to do. The setup. And this setup is going to be huge, because this setup is not about you. Everybody that's listening to Tando Radio Show that is over the age of 40, it's not about you. Or even 35. Well, no, 35. They still got some couple of years they want to suck up out of you, the leeches. But it's about your children. It's about sending them off into a campaign of confrontation. And I just want to say, all those young people, what was the name of that that march? March for Life or whatever that was? The gun stuff? They're going to be marching you, all right, with guns in foreign countries. And guess what? You won't be able to get out of it this time by saying you in school. Because this ain't the American war that invaded Vietnam. Some people call it the Vietnam War. No, that was the American war. That was the American war against Vietnam. But this time, it's going to be a global war. And the U.S. ain't going to have school. If they close school because of a little snow somewhere, what makes you think they ain't going to close school when they're getting bombed and blasted and hit with missiles, with chemical and biological? There is no school. There is no place to run. And I'm going to just tell you, before we get going, the individuals that live within the defined man-made borders known as America, they've been intentionally made extremely soft. And when I mean soft, I mean soft. Soft of will, soft of resolve, soft of... Somebody said to me, and I loved it, and I'm going to put it this way. Everybody here in the U.S., the so-called between the borders of the U.S., have so-called first world problems. When they're about to get hit with a fourth world dilemma. First world problems. Always surrender to fourth world dilemmas. The U.S. is going to, because it's so vulnerable and because it's so soft, is not in shape, in any form of shape, to tolerate. It can only deal with reality from TV, reality TV. It can't deal with it for real. It can only complain about what they don't have or what they should be entitled to. And when everything here gets cut out the way of life that everyone is used to here, the U.S. ain't going to make it. It can't. You ain't built for it. And very few have been building. Very few have been picking up a hammer to build. The system has selectively been soften you up for a hit below the belt. And when that punch come, down goes Frazier. I see, Otis, I'm going to come to you in 1 second. OG, 1 second. Down goes Frazier. It's going to be a lot of crying, a lot of begging. In the beginning, it's going to be all funds in you know, anarchy. Then the reality is going to be that there is nothing for you to acquire anymore without a fight. Not ready to do it. Ain't built for it. Never seen it. Most Americans have never been in a third world country, let alone in a war zone. Some of his vets have, but they've been on the side of where they've been the invading forces. Big difference. Big parity difference. Big shift. So I'm going to go to my man OG real quick. Welcome, Brother Otis. What say you on Tando Radio Show today?
Good evening. Welcome back, man.
Thank you, brother. Glad to hear your voice.
I want to touch the three things you hit on before you move on too far. You were talking about the fake stuff for the chemical gases. I tell you, some people just don't want to take truth, no matter how you give it to them. I was sitting with a crew of people I grew up with. I'm 64 years old. I've known them 40 some years. I see the mess they're putting on the screen, and I tell them, I said, man, it doesn't work that way. I said, look, if you don't want to believe me, let me tell you my experience. And I tell you, I sit underground in a missile silo. I just put it in your chat room to say,
yep.
When they gave us trainer rides, they use colored gas or spray. If you don that protective gear, the suit and the Chemox uniform, they walk up, grab your mask, shake it around, then hit it. That wasn't enough. Hit you with that little aerosol spray. If any of that die with the mask, they give you a red X, which means you're dead and you no longer can help the crew for the rest of that ride. So,
yep.
And I tell them, I said, so you got to understand, if they're showing you this mess on TV, no, there's no such thing as having that kind of chemical sprayed on civilians and you don't see dead bodies laying around and we're using water hose to rinse them off. It doesn't work that way. But another thing is, you talk about survival and not being ready for a fourth world. They can't be, because when I tried to explain to people with Puerto Rico, I said, here, if you believe in a good Lord, he's just showing you what full devastation will do. And you can't figure out why major networks won't show you the real damage in Puerto Rico. And then when they start showing them, people are saying, well, I don't know why the people are waiting around. What do you mean? It's complete devastation. You're acting like this is a TV show and they can just jump in the spaceship and go around debris, live electrical wires, sewage.
Right. Yes.
So you can't save them, man. That's all I'm going to say. You just can't save people from stupid, man. There's going to be a lot of casualties. But they will be the ones that will pull you down. It's like trying to get a drowning man in the open sea. You throw a life vest, you can't go attaching yourself to them, because they will drag you down.
So true. Yeah, you're absolutely right. See, I don't think, like you, Otis, they don't show what it's really about, because then people will start to think, hope that never happened to me. And then they say, well, what do I do? Then what's the next thought after that? Well, what can I do to make sure that doesn't happen to me? Katrina should have been the biggest wake-up call for everybody.
Yes. But they had Katrina, they see what happened. And then even the more recent one with Puerto Rico, and I'm saying literally, I'm sitting here with a group of people that I think are intelligent, and they're blaming the Puerto Ricans for their fate. And I'm saying, don't you realize that you're attached to the same technology, and when it's gone, you have no expertise? It's like crazy, man.
But you know what, Otis? I'm gonna tell you, and I'm not trying to be harsh or anything else, because we have not. I would say that from our experience, we started to ask questions, and we don't believe the overall system. We don't trust it one bit. one bit. And those type of individuals, they would be stuck because they just can't figure it out. They'd be stuck because they just can't figure it out. They can't see this. They can't discern because the only thing is what they see. They see it from where they stand, from the comfort that they're in and is on a TV, and they think that, oh, that's them. Right. They don't see the full paradigm there. They don't see the dry runs. They don't see the setup. They don't care about that because they worried about March Madness and all this other stuff. Just, and then what's happening? They care about all the wrong things. They care about the distractors. And that's the fault of the schooling, but it's also the fault of the great vessels. There are many great vessels that have laid themselves down to be subpar existence. Because we are all great vessels, but we have surrendered our greatness to being subpar tools. Subpar tools are to be great tools of the systems, not great creators like the great creator that gave us existence. And because of that, we act that way. We think on minimal effects. Go ahead, Otis.
All I was going to say to you is, even people that you think trust your opinion, I give you a quick one. 20 years ago, almost now, I remodeled a home for my baby sister, and they had a cast iron buck stove in there. So,
you know, good one.
But we're prone to outages, electrical outages and stuff here. So when I remodeled a home, I did ceramic tile and refurbished the buck stove and put it back in. You know what she told me? I don't want that. That's in my new house. I said, look, you've been having outages here every year and a half. A week down, 10 days, 14 days, you're going to need that stove. I just want that mess in here. We want more modern stuff. I refuse to take it out. So quite naturally, you know, they ain't going to pay nobody else to take it out. The following winter, everybody that lives close to her, and there's several of my family members right here together, was in her house because all the electrical was out for over 10 days. That's when they understood the value of it. But before that, I was the worst pariah there ever was. Just a stone fool living in the stone age. So I've learned to divorce myself from it emotionally.
Smart man. Because you have to come. And that's one of the things that we all have to come to realize is that our compassion can't supersede our abilities. If the great creator can't make somebody do something, what makes us think that we can? And you were trying to give them the best advice and they just wouldn't accept it. Like you said, you divorce your emotions to that, your attachment to that. Go on. And then what? Just a season later, and that's the setup. You know, I'm going to give you a biblical reference on that. Similar to when In the Bible, the story of when they wanted a man king. We want a man king like all the others. That's why there's not safety in numbers. There's fools among the multitudes, and the wise among the that sits in, with the individual. Wisdom sits with the individual. Fools congregate in masses. Fedbook, Facebook. Want to have, and you know, Oda talked about the stove. Man, you can't find those stoves anymore. Try to find a wood burning stove in today's world. Oh, you're going to wish you had one. They're even getting rid of fireplaces everywhere. You notice that? Hardly any houses have real fireplaces with real chimneys. All electric, all Agenda 21, all new, all automated. And like Otis said, do you realize that you have that same technology, you on that same grid as them, but even more? This is why you soft and can't take a punch. And the first one that swings, as soon as man, I'm gonna tell y'all, this system is so set up with everybody here, it ain't, the punch don't even gotta connect. all the punch got to do is, this is the punch. It don't even have to hit you. It just goes over to the plug, to the electrical plug, and unplug the grid. You out. I can't think without my phone. I need my smartphone. Can't make it without that. Smartphone for dumb people. Okay, well, we got to go around the corner. Which way's around the corner? How far is a mile? Where's that store at? How did I get around here? Yo, man, Google Maps ain't up. How we gonna get there? Boy. But I'm gonna tell you this. Never scared, always prepared. When you prepared, you ain't scared. You always thinking. You treasure what you know, not what you believe. I put very, very little emphasis on what I believe. I put more overall my efforts in what I know. And I realize I don't know enough, so I'm always starving for more. Build an insatiable appetite. Very, very important. And I want to lay out, love to hear from you all. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. The world has changed, and this is what we've been talking about. Hopefully the next 48 hours is just another setup to the big one, but I don't think it is, y'all. I don't think it is. I could be wrong, but it don't matter. It's happening anyhow. It's been happening, and it's only going to pick up. There's an eeriness with this one. And the eeriness with this one is that Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. And Egghead is about to have a great fall. And is living off of his past. It's living off his past thefts. And the system needs it to die. So it's going to crack. Got my man Roz. Roz, hold on 1 second. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I'll come back to you. What I want to do when we come back, I want to give you the three criterias, the three-prong attack that this new war is going to be in. You need to be thinking about that so that you can prepare for it and be ready to appropriately respond. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Listen, Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So much to get into. We're going to just try to do the best that we can. And I would say to you all, definitely prepare. The table of preparedness, so, so important. And we're going to get into some of that and outline some of the things that I think that we could be facing. And so that you can not be scared by it all, that you can be prepared for it all as much as you possibly can. So at any time you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We got my man Roz in queue. Roz, what say you? What's going on, bruh?
Hey, peace and love. It's great to have you back on. Peace to Scotty. He did an incredible job while you were away, and I appreciate him too. He held it down like no other.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, peace to Brother Otis. That's my man right there too. How you doing?
OG, man, doing good, brother. Doing good.
How's your father-in-law doing? I mean, stepfather, excuse me.
Stepfather's doing well. You know, okay. That's. They couldn't get his organs. So, and my man, OG said to you, much love to you, Ross.
Tell him thanks, man. I love that, brother, man. You had me thinking when you were talking about the fact that they were showing the graphic images in this country, because that's something that's been a rule for a very long time before I was born, that they wouldn't show people in graphic death poses. Like they do in other countries. Now, the country my family came from, that's every day. You know, if you were shot in the head, they're going to show you leaking from your head. You know, I had a cousin that got caught up in some stuff. He had no business, and they kidnapped him. And I'll never forget, because when they found him, he was hogtied and shot twice to the back of the head. Now, they showed the image of him on a gurney, hogtied. So you got to see everything. The only thing they did was they just put like a white sheet over his face. And I was just like, yo, this is incredible. And it made me think what you were just saying, because see, black people are used to being depicted in these ways, verbally, just mistreated in every area of people activity, including journalism. It's white people who are not used to that. So I think that that's going to create, because we have way too many white people with guns here. And I think once they start doing that and they're showing little white children shot up and killed and damaged in any way, it's going to drive them insane. They're not used to that here. And especially if it's their own people that they know, like we're used to that. Like we'll be in the neighborhood and be like, so-and-so got killed. And then it's like, oh my goodness. And you see it on TV. They don't see that because they get treated with respect. So when it gets to the point where the real line is drawn between the people that they really don't care about and the people who they're going to take care of, I think we're going to see an uprising with white people that we've never seen before. And part of that uprising, even though I know they like to, they, you know, just understanding the system, they focus their energy a lot on us, I could see them turning against the government, too. I could easily see them turning against the government, especially once they start depicting white death in graphic form, because they're just not used to that here. They're used to being, you know, treated like white folks, and they'll say it. I've seen homeless people say that. At least I'm not one of y'all. You know, I might be homeless, but I'm not one of y'all. So when they start really, really doing that here, which I definitely see that coming, I think that we might see a revolution between white folks, that where it's going to be, and I think they might turn on the military. And it's even possible that those people in the military align with their families when they start seeing their relatives, you know, on TV messed up like that. They might turn against the military too. So there's a lot of different layers to this, I think. But you speaking about the psychological aspect, you made me think of that, because there's just, you know, like you said, it's, this country is very different from other places. They're, you know, like I said, they don't care. They'll show you in any condition possible. There's no respect for your for the human form at all. And it's not really that America has respect for our bodies anyway. Like you said, they're stealing our organs left and right. It's just that they put on the facade. So that whole idea of, yeah, we're not going to depict graphic death poses in our journalism is more of its own kind of clandestine psyops, because it gives people the impression that things are different here until they actually get down on the ground and see how non-white people are treated here. Then it's a whole different story. So yeah, with that, I'm going to mute myself, and I'll probably chime in later once you get through the rest of the program. Great show, my buddy.
My man, always. You know, and Rise makes some good points, and instead of rising up, I think that they're going to bow down completely and cower, because one of the things that we do with our psychological and Roz's, you know, points are completely on point and valid. You know what happens is this, is that the empty calories that we've consumed has made us soft inside and out. We're ripe, and within our community, we're much more resilient But one of the things with our, within our community is that there's been battle fatigue. When the U.S. goes through its spiral, it's dropping out of the sky from a first world country to a fourth world country. The only people that are going to make it here are the ones that weren't born when the country was recognized as first world. Because I'm going to tell you something. Just dealing with the elements of cold, of rain, and heat, you're going to see people tapping out all over the place because they soft. The empty calories have made us soft. We have no fitness. We have no structure. We haven't fortified. We have no real strength. There is no girth. We're so shallow. Look at how easy people get upset for first world problems. Ready to demand that somebody do something. The government should do something about this problem. And don't forget how the military is battle worn, completely battle worn. Tanks takes no more. Can't take another deployment. And you're going to be going up against countries that haven't been engaging in battle. They're right, ready, and primed to do it. One of the things, I'm going to tell you this. Before I do that, because of the empty calories, we have no fiber. We have no roots. Our roots are sand deep. And a root that is sand deep is extremely delicate. Any wind topples it. It's beautiful, but any wind topples it. And any strong rain washes it away. Our minds, bodies, and spirits have been seasoned. Have been seasoned for surrender. We've been tenderized to quit. And boy, is that going to play itself out so strong, so strong. And it's going to play itself in so many different ways. So many different ways that are unbearable. In this next war that is going to happen, the U.S. has everything to lose and nothing to gain. And when you have that type of war, that means you are destined to lose it for sure. When this next war happens, anything that Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and their alliance and their consortium of nations, that's Brazil, whatever they do is going to be quite effective. People don't have water, people don't have food, people don't have sense. Let alone common sense, they ain't even got their own sense. They need somebody else to, who's our leader? What the leader say? Who do I obey? Who are you gonna obey? There's a bunch of soldiers waiting on orders to perform with no support. We have a bunch of soldiers, and there aren't very many warriors. And that means you quit. Look for the path of least resistance, because you got to get back on that umbilical cord. Who can I attach myself to? Because I'm afraid to be by myself. Man, their overall tenderizing of the population is great. The people here in the States have never had one bomb, chemical, biological, or high explosive, delivered to them from a foreign entity in a coordinated military attack. And a coordinated military attack just don't drop on the houses. It drops on places to cause what's known as force multipliers. It takes out your ability to eat, to drink, to communicate, and it plays on your will. It breaks your morale to live. They already got a lot of people that way, and they ain't even fired one major shot yet. Look at Damascus. Look at different war-torn cities. U.S. ain't never seen nothing like that. Outside of when Philadelphia dropped a bomb on Operation Move, or when they bombed Black Wall Street. Katrina was a part of it. Katrina was definitely a part of it. You saw what the overall, what the response were. People were walking around as zombietized in a state of shock. And they had seen floods before, and they had seen hurricanes before, but not like this one. Wait until the tsunami of tsunamis come by way of war. The sacrifice, the preferred method of depopulation. Let me just tell you this real quick. Got another caller in queue. I'm going to go to this caller. Since the Syrian war, within 3 years of the Syrian war, do you know how many people were officially reported as being killed in that overall confrontation? 500,000. War is the greatest form of depopulation. It's efficient and effective in that. But oh, no. We got hip-hopping, loving hip-hop, housewives of this and that. We got modern technology. We cool. We in the U.S. We don't need to worry about nothing. See, just like when you go to eat meat, for those of you that are barbecuers or those of you that cook, when you prepare your food, especially your meat, meat is always better when it's tenderized. Oh, they tenderizing you to be served. And they've made their menu order, and it's you. You're what's on the menu. So, definitely a lot of things. We got a caller in queue. I want to go to that caller. Then I want to give the three-prong attack that is going to be at some point here. Don't know if it's going to be in the next 24 or 48 hours, and then I'll give you my response to that as well. But we got a caller out of NYC. I believe it's my man Thomas. Welcome to Thomas. Is that you?
Give the brother. Please, are you referring to me?
Oh no! What's up, Tag? What's going on, my brother Tag? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, Tag?
Peace. Much appreciated for the discussion thus far, and for taking my call. Keep it concise. Peace to everyone. And I did want to just appreciate both the question of battle fatigue, which you've raised, battle fatigue in our communities, because I think that that helps for us to speak to and recognize some of the difficulties that arise as far as community organizing. I'm thinking particularly around questions of us being extrajudicially murdered out here and many other issues, mm-hmm. and the fact that this question of battle fatigue is very real, and it seems to be a real barrier for many of us to want to get involved in efforts that are even sincere, let alone right. all the, you know, astroturfing that goes on and all the rest of it, you know. And I definitely also just wanted to underline your usage of the term seasoning and appreciating that for the reference that it represents as regards our treatment historically and those of our ancestors as regards enslavement, yes. and how they talked about seasoning in reference to those who were being enslaved as a means of better allowing the mistreatment that enslavement represents, you know, preparing our ancestors or those of us, you know, who have been subject to that or continue to be subject to that. So it's an extremely important term that you're using there, and I appreciate that as regards their plans for all of us out here, given the enslavement agenda that's always existed out here. And I just wanted to ask, given that so much of the discussion thus far has been focused on this war-torn area that's being targeted geopolitically out here, what's the story in your view? What's going on? Because I look at this upside-down map, and most all of the areas there surrounding it are being completely targeted, with the exception of this region, or perhaps not with the exception, but this region doesn't seem to be raised so much in the news developments or in the reporting that I'm privy to. Perhaps others have been hearing about it, but this state called Oman, and I was just wondering, are they just that low key? Is it that they're not as visibly involved in all of this, or how can we explain that Oman is not really being spoken of in this whole targeting and all of this these terroristic efforts to destabilize that region?
Man, great call. And my man Otis said to you, tag, truth tag, always bring it. Yes, it's so well said, true. And, you know, my opinion with Oman has already been spoken for, and they play along with the rules. And it is, and believe me, I think that they do that because they're ready to, they're going to make a switch, too. It's like everyone else. If you can't beat them, join them. And so, I Oman, I think, is going to be significant once the overall engagement starts. I suspect that they will definitely go to the side of Saudi, but they won't be able to hold on to anything, because one of the things that, and it kind of plays into the same thing, Tag, what I'm about to do here. I'm going to give you some before I get into the three prong, why Oman is not as, is significant but not as focused on, is because it is one of the great things that the U.S. has is that the military here, and one of the great things that the military here has is that it has a armed force a troop or the backbone of its forces are diverse. Most countries may only have one or two cultural trends within their armed forces. The U.S. has multiple different families, different genetic makeup, different body styles. Most of the other countries, a lot of them have ancestral relationships and broken into much smaller groups, but they all are very similar. In the U.S., you got pretty much different languages. You got people from all over the world, so that you have different genetic makeup. Most of the militaries around the world have the same genetic makeup in all of their fighting forces. So their fighting forces all are prone to certain things because their genetic makeup is the same. The U.S. is the most diverse of all the militaries. And because of that, that's one of the things that is never spoken of. And what makes the U.S. military so strong is because of the diversity of those that it drafts, the draft from the draft pool. You have white, you have black, you have Hispanic, you have people from different parts of the world, and they all come with their own coding and their own ability and capabilities. Within other militaries, everybody pretty much runs the same, they look the same, and they all pretty much do the same thing almost. So their capabilities are the same. The U.S. is able to have diversity across the board, meaning that you have more leverage. You got short dudes, you got tall dudes, you got skinny dudes, you got this, that. You got fast dudes, you got slow dudes. And why is that so important? That's so important because it is actually the perfect fighting force. And this was one of the reasons why the system, I think, put this together. But then within that, you can definitely exploit that for it to be a hindrance. And the hindrance is here. When the tough get going back home, things completely change. Now you have infighting within your fighting force. That's a major problem. So you asked about Oman. Oman is a jewel. And because it's a jewel, it's always kept out of the tarnish. The U.S. is actually a jewel. That's why it's never been bombed or anything else. But the system, I think, is going to change, and now's the time to let Rome fall. So it's amazing how certain countries within the mix of everything, nothing happens. But in this next paradigm, in this next war paradigm, that whole region is going to be scorched earth. Because you need to bring about a traumatic effect. Then from rebuilding that comes the prosperity. And I think because of the resources that Oman has, is that it will be spared because it will once again be part of the financing to rebuild. China has to succeed, and it will succeed because it has the population. There's more people of control there, so they're going to do what? Put more emphasis there to make them think that they're free. So, man, great point there, and there's so many variables how this can play out. Let me just, Jerry, you got a lot of background noise. Let me just mute you until we go to you, Jerry. And there's so many things that can play out there. But I think in this next playground of war, Europe, the U.S., is going to go through a major depopulation program. The other parts of the world that will actually go through but will have much smaller depopulation, I definitely, China will be the one that will be spared the most. Around it will be difficult. Smaller nations that will be able to facilitate the overall rebuilding process, they're going to be spared. And I think Oman is one. And they're going to change their colors. They're going to change their colors. So, great, great point. That's there. So, whoa. My man, L.A. Ramon, just posted from Lying Like a Fox News, Politico. North Carolina reps introduced bill to allow debate on secession over gun laws. Told y'all this stuff was coming. Secession, the untied states of America. Great article, L.A. Ramon. So, great, great question there, Tag, and great point. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Keep on. We definitely need your input on stuff. Let me go to my man, Jerry Jenna, who had a little background noise, couldn't really hear. So, Jenna, you there?
Hey, I'm traveling in a vehicle, man. So if my background noise is too much, man, just hold me off.
Oh, no, you're good now.
Okay, because I apologize. I thought I was on mute when you told me that my background noise was too much. So I apologize for that. I wanted to add on to what Tag was saying, because what you explained to him afterwards was so significant. I remember a few times when I was in the Navy, we stopped a few ships. We stopped a few boats. We stopped some Haitians, and we had some Haitians that was in the Navy with me on the USS Nassau. That was the ship that I was a part of. And they made them turn around. Like, could nobody on the boat speak Haitian except for the few people that they sent out there to speak to them off of the dock of the boat, and told mm-hmm. them to turn around. But then we had some Afghans, some people from Afghanistan who was on the boat, and they brought them up on the boat. Could nobody understand what they said except for a few people, and one of them was a good friend of mine because he came up in boot camp with me, and he was in my my birthing and all of that. You know, he talked to them, and they let them come on there. So you're exactly right. It's all about the I'm not going to say it's about the demographics, but it is about what you're trying to do at that particular time, about if they will help you or not. I wanted to get into the point about, and you said this many of times, about the people who don't prepare, you find out how feral they become. Well, that's not the only thing. It's when you're talking to people a certain way, whether you're trying to get across the point or what have you.
Man, Jenna, yes.
The way that you talk to people, that comes back to haunt you, because people don't never forget that. And I always remember, when you say something disrespectful to somebody, you always got to see them, regardless if you know it or not. They going to come and see you, or you got to come and see them. And depending on what you said to them at a particular point in time, that always pops up. So when you're talking to people a certain way, understand, it sounds good when you're saying it, but if you are not ready to back that up, best believe, you will have to deal with that at some point. So I just want to throw that out there, because it's a lot of disrespectful people in this world, and they think what some people be saying is just words. Everybody don't say stuff just to be acknowledged or to seem cool. Some people tell you exactly what they live, and when you have to see it for yourself, it's too late. They done told you already. So once you have to deal with that, just be looking for that. I just wanted to let everybody know that, because, you know, when we be pushing people off, or either when people be coming to us a certain type of way, you know, we tend to overlook these things. They come back with guns or knives, like you said, when they ain't prepared, they come looking for you. But sometimes it could be two people that have prepared, and the things that you said, you have to end up answering for that. You have to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You have to what? Excuse me. What's the term? You got to show and prove. You're gonna have
yep,
to show and prove.
Prove
what you meant when you said whatever it was that you said to these particular folks. So don't be surprised when they bust up on you. That's all I want to say, Dave. Thank you for your time.
Man, my man, Jenna. Well said. All right, so we got to get ready to go to the break, and we'll come back on that because Jenna dropped some real good jewels. So listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. When we come back, I will get into the three-prong attack of the possibilities of what could be happening after the next 48 hours, and then with that 48 hours, in my opinion, what that could mean. Very, very critical. You may have just been given the overall hint and clue that was the message that was being relayed to those that do know and what's going on. So, okay, I got you, Scotty. Scotty may not be able to unmute. I think the same thing that Jenna had. Let me unmute you, Scotty.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Would love to hear from you. So I want to get into one of the part in the last part of today's show. Okay, here's my opinion, the three-prong attack that you should be aware of. Capital, cyber, and shooting. Capital, cyber, and shooting is the three-prong attack that is going to be a part of this next battlefield. There will be no garrison. There will be no place to rest. Capital. What do I mean by capital? Everyone here has been taught in school from an inferior economic standpoint of control. You've been taught to be controlled, and we all been taught to obey and to surrender ourselves to the capital system. It's why we have paper as a medium of exchange to sustain ourselves. I want you to think about that. Paper, paper, paper. When this war starts and the supply lines are ruptured, everybody thinks here in the States that not too much is going to be disrupted. We're going to continue to go about our lives. No way in the world. Just like everyone in the L.A. riots thought that, yeah, it's going to be a riot, but it won't be bad. And as soon as the riots happened, the whole paradigm, the whole world of L.A. changed instantly. And dramatically. And then there's an energy and a momentum that's built up from that. And all the wiles of every man's heart gets to have an input in the overall direction of destruction that this new energy is going in. Ain't stuff gonna be the same. Nothing will be the same. Nothing. So just think about it. If you have a can of soup and somebody comes to you and the supply lines have been ruptured and you're living off of your soup and everything that you prepared for, and here comes somebody and they got a crisp $100 bill and they try to hand you that piece of paper, what are you going to look at that paper as? You're going to look at them and say, I don't accept that. That has no value. Hey, dog, that system is gone. Not accepting that. Then it's going to have to go to a capital system, is going to go into an asset system. And if you haven't been using the capital now, when you can take a $100 bill and take it to somebody and they get a gleam in their eye instead of hate, in their constitution, where they want to choke you for trying to give them worthless and take away your, but now, right now, they see your $100 bill and they, because they know that they can go and they can exchange that for something else of value. It's a medium of exchange. It's acceptable. But when it's no longer acceptable, it returns to its intrinsic value of nothing. But if you have a can of, two cans of soup and somebody has two bottles of water, and you go to a person, I got two cans of soup, don't got no water, you got water, I got water, you ain't got no soup, I exchange you one bottle of soup for one can of soup for one bottle of water, then there's a what? An equal exchange there. That's accepted by both parties. Nobody's going to accept yesterday's deception any longer, because today is brutal and it's about survival. The staple goods have priority. Not red bottom shoes. Not designer this, designer that. Not fad this, fad that. Prong one is capital. In this war, capital is going to be devastated and it's going to be neutered. Or it's going to be allowed to go to its intrinsic value, and that means zero. Nothing. Unless you plan on writing a note or cleaning something that's stinky, you won't need it for nothing else, or to start a fire. Money to burn, money to burn. So I have a new meeting. Number two, cyber. Number two is cyber. Cyber means your very existence of technology is going to be unplugged. Think about that for a minute. Your traffic lights aren't going to work. Your phones won't work. Your electricity won't work. And that could mean your ability to cook. That could mean your ability to function, because you, how are you going to get gas? They don't have manual pumps anymore. It's all off electricity. How are you going to get supplies into the stores? This is where capital goes to die, is because of a cyber. And all of the countries have the same capabilities that all other ones do, and they share the information back and forth on how to do it. And if shutting off someone's power is going to give you more influence, do you think they're going to allow the lights to stay on? And when I say the lights stay on, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the lights. It's the refrigerators. Now your food, which is an asset, it proves to you that it's not the most perfect form of money because it's perishable now. It can't withstand the elements. Now you got a new set of problems. Depending on the climate. West of the Mississippi was uninhabitable. Certain areas of west of the Mississippi was uninhabitable until electricity came into place so that they could have ways to what? Have fans to cool themselves artificially or have electricity. There are some places in this country that you will not be able to live if there was no AC. I'm just telling y'all the truth. The truth that we don't think about. And where our vulnerabilities are. And pray not that your temptation come in the winter. Y'all all know what that means. But I'm going to tell you, it's worse in the summer. I don't know if y'all ever seen anybody to start to dehydrate, go through dehydration, then go into heat exhaustion, then have a heat stroke. It's not a pretty thing to see. If I had a choice to go one of those two ways, freeze me to death. Don't want to have a heat stroke. You start to bleed through all your orifices, out your ears, out your eyes, everywhere, out your nose, because your overall organs collapse. And they leak. Unpleasant. Painfully unpleasant. Certain areas in this country, if you don't have AC, the ability to maintain your core body temperature and stay hydrated, whew, you'll get to see how much of a desert this land is. Very brutal. Cyber. Then the next shooting. And when I say shooting, I'm not just talking about the subs, some of the best subs in the world that Russia has, some of the subs that China has, that's able to park their overall ballistic missiles in the Gulf of Mexico, off of California, off the Atlantic seaboard, and hit anywhere that they want to hit, and then disappear. That's going to be a major problem, too. But the shooting that's really going to hurt is the cracks that you'll see nightly and hear nightly and hear in the daytime that are close to you. When people will try to cooperate, and then others will see them and try to snipe them from a distance to get what they have. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. Most people are already scared. But they want to be entertained and scared. This one is going to be a reality, y'all. I know in the movies, the U.S. always wins. It's always had stability since you've been in existence. But you ain't been around here forever. The the truth of the matter is that this is just a moment in eternity that you're living through. And there are individuals that want to change that direction. And they have the means, method, opportunity, and they will gain the most from it. So they're definitely going to do it. That's a conspiracy. So with those three prongs, currency, cyber, and shooting, that's going to be the three-prong attack that you and your family may have to deal with. And I'm going to tell you, when Celebrity Figurehead said that from 24 to 48 hours, in 24 and 48 hours, Candle Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network may not be on air after then. For a lot of different reasons. I know everyone is so used to the U.S. totally annihilating cities in other parts of the world. And you've seen it on TV because that was purposely done, and everybody else has seen it on TV and it was purposely done. But here's the difference. Everyone else around the world, they've been conditioned to see the U.S. for what it is the overall colonizer of the world, and they can't wait to see LA in rubble, New York in rubble, Atlanta in rubble, Dallas in rubble, Houston in rubble, Chicago in rubble, Washington DC annihilated. What do you think the overall response the world will have to that? How many countries came to the aid of the U.S. during Katrina? Do you realize it was only one other country known as Cuba that offered assistance? Cuba. You know why Cuba offered assistance? Because at the time, Castro saw all of the black faces and the black people that were being displaced. He knew the setup. So how many countries do you think is going to come to the aid? They all going to say, wait a minute, let me get mine first. They took this from me. I think the 48 hours is a very significant thing. When you hear the banks over a Friday say that they got hit with a cyber attack and they're going to have to shut down for a minute, what you didn't do, what your slaves wage, you will never have that leverage and opportunity to do again. That will never come back up. If it comes back up, your account will be empty, never to be reimbursed, because they have the perfect alibi. We didn't do it. We mad too. We got hit too. And that is going to place many people that aren't prepared in the crisis of right now. First thing they're going to say is, how am I supposed to feed? You know what they all going to say. It doesn't matter who you are, it's going to affect everyone that's not prepared. Everyone that's vulnerable to it, it will exploit that vulnerability. So, next 48 hours, we'll see how it ends. But I would say for those of you that's been preparing, you have nothing to be afraid of. I would definitely say here's something very important. Right now, you can't get sick. You can't get injured. And more importantly, you can't get in trouble right now. You need no trouble. Speak to your inner circle. Whisper to your inner circle. That's all the communication that you should have. Your immediate family members that you can trust, that are trustworthy, give them a heads up. Hey, we don't know how this is going to happen. And I definitely think that they may actively engage and target Russia and Iran purposely. And not only that, China. And North Korea. It's all on the table. And then they'll kick off India and Pakistan. Forget about it. That's a short World War III that goes into a quick global nuclear war one. So, hey, listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Definitely, Melanated Roots is coming on after. Stand by for that. Much love and much respect is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Salute to you, my brother, OG. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out, we're greatly appreciated. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, Strategic Melon. Much love, much respect.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade.